The next one, with regard to evil and God's agency, has to do with what he calls the indirect cause defense, right? The indirect cause defense. And he says the indirect cause defense differs from other defenses that we've taken a look at in that it is rather commonly found in Reformed theology. For instance, Cornelius Van Til himself endorses this particular defense in his discussion of Calvin use of it against Pigius. So Gordon Clark also makes use of it, he tells us. The argument seems to be that since God is the indirect rather than the direct cause of evil, he bears no blame for it, right? Excuse me. He tells us that Clark explains the distinction this way. God is the ultimate cause of my book, but he is not the author. I am. Therefore, I bear responsibility for its contents, not God. So the author is the closest cause to the effect, the proximate cause, right? And so the author then is the cause of what's in the book, although God is the ultimate cause. And so now we've kind of removed God. He's kind of an indirect cause, and therefore he doesn't, it kind of, we would suggest, kind of dismisses his responsibility because he's not the direct cause, right? But, you know, he uses the illustration, for instance, you know, if I hit a billiard ball, let's say billiard ball A, and it hits billiard ball B, and then B hits C, notice I am the ultimate cause of C's movement, but the movement of B is the proximate cause or the author. And therefore, the reason why C moved, we could say, was because B hit it, even though I'm the ultimate cause. But notice what he says. He says, indirectness of causality does not in itself mitigate responsibility, at least on the human level. For instance, if I hire a hitman to kill someone, right, I'm the ultimate cause because I put up the money to do it, right? I'm responsible for the murder just as well as the man who actually pulls the trigger. And of course, scripture warns us that enticing someone else to sin is itself a sin. And so being an indirect cause doesn't eliminate us from being culpable for causing a particular issue. Right? And so this one doesn't work either, this indirect cause.
Right. I would say that there's probably a little bit to take to task with Frame on this point. I don't think he quite gets it. And it's probably me because Frame is way smarter. But to harken back to Scott Christensen again, I would say, what about free will in addition to the What About Evil book, really kind of drives that point home well. So if you don't, at least by the argument, if you want a good kind of understanding of what the kind of reform perspective of that is, the What About Free Will is a really solid book on talking about the primary and secondary causes there as well. So just I'm plugging away at Christensen. He's a good guy. So